years at the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, ruling in favor with just one dissenting justice of a high school cheerleader from Pennsylvania who appealed her punishment from her school over something she said after she didn't make the team while not at school.
She's off campus but gets on Snapchat, dropped a lot of F-bombs, as we've discussed, a lot of other adult language, some gestures as well. And so there was this question about whether or not the school did the right thing when they suspended her. Did they have the power to do that?
That's Fox's Shannon Bream. There's been an increase in crime this year in many cities. And later today, President Biden will try to deal with it.
We are going to hear from the president that his administration has determined the best way to stop this crime wave is to go and round up rogue gun dealers and gun traffickers.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House.
And a couple other ideas we expect to hear the president detail today. Stopping crime by helping people who have been incarcerated re-enter the community. And then stopping crime by expanding employment opportunity for teenagers and young adults.
Republican Senator John Cornyn tells Fox Democrats are
trying to distract people and saying it's just about guns. It's about more than that. It's about disrespecting and defunding our law enforcement.
A week after President Biden's big meeting with Russia's leader, a skirmish involving one of our NATO allies. Fox's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, Russia says its forces fired warning shots and dropped bombs in the path of a British warship earlier today to force the vessel out of waters in the Black Sea that Russia claims as its own. If confirmed, it's thought this would be the first time since the Cold War that Russia has used live ammunition against a NATO warship. But Britain is dismissing the Russian account, saying the ship was not in Russian waters and it's not aware of any bombs being dropped. Dave?
America's listening to Fox News.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible. And they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau to prove it. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's country music superstar Brad Paisley for Publishers Clearinghouse.
I'm helping Publishers Clearinghouse change people's lives, and you could be next.
There is just one day left to enter to win. $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearinghouse on June 30th.
Real people just like you really do win.
The clock is ticking. Enter before it's too late at PCH.com.
Can you imagine? You've got to be in it to win it.
Win $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 6/24. No purchase necessary.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Be sure to listen for the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
Juneteenth should be celebrated as the day the Republican Party ended slavery by defeating the slavery policies of the Democrats. If it were up to the Democrats, slavery would be the law of the land. This is Dr. Bob Branch with the Power of Fives, and I say that we celebrate Juneteenth, but we celebrate it as the day the Republican Party ended slavery. Arizona, blue ain't your color, and it's time we make it red again. Go to thepowerofives.com to find out how.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good
Good morning. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. It was brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning, of course, we have Russ Clark, as always. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And it's just the two of us for a little bit this morning, which is cool. And so, actually, what we were talking about, because pretty soon Ms. Gabriella Hines will be joining us, and we were just talking about, I did actually watch the Miss Arizona pageant on Saturday night.
And I did not.
And you did not. And you know what? I wanted to...
Well... And I've gone to them, and I've been there and all that stuff, and you know, when I help with some of the training on the girls and all that stuff.
Exactly.
But they were feeding me the clips right away, you know, on everybody doing all this different stuff, and I was getting the clips immediately, so I didn't have to watch the whole thing. I could do something else, and occasionally when it was something I was interested in, it would pop up.
Well, it was funny because I decided I wanted to watch it, and we were out to dinner. And so I pulled it up on my cell phone, and sat it at my table. And my husband is like, "What are you watching?"
As he should. Yeah, if he had a ball game on, I think he would have been a little bit like, this good dinner conversation.
They had TVs and sports where we were at. I mean, it was okay. We were daybreakers and we were watching, but I was like, no, I wanted to see, and of course, because I was also watching for Ellie, because.
Yes.
Met Ellie,
I talked to Ellie.
And how's she doing?
Not good. I mean, she's fine, and she's.
She did so amazing.
She was disappointed.
Well, you know what? As probably anybody would be, and that's okay.
You know, and she was looking for top 10 or some more or something, and she worked hard, and she put together a nice package.
And she did. She did. And I was disappointed for her when I logged on Saturday night and saw she wasn't top 11. I was disappointed for her.
We talked about that.
But you know what? She did such an amazing job.
Sure.
And she won all those other awards. And she, I mean...
So if you had a daughter, would you send her to a pageant? Would she be a participant?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't... You know what? I was in a pageant when
you
was
were.
18.
Okay, and it didn't work well?
Well, I wasn't top 11 either, so I totally get where Ellie's coming from. You know, but so, I did get to ride on a float in the parade, so
okay.
I guess that worked.
And you did the wave and all that stuff?
Well, you know what?
I'm a big fan. Well,
okay.
And I'll tell you, just what I've seen from the education aspect, confidence building and public speaking and all that kind of stuff. It isn't a beauty pageant at all. It's
No. Ours was very heavily based on our interview question and
sure.
poise and confidence and character.
But all these ladies have had to get engaged in things they didn't know existed, like the newspaper, current events, and all that, which really just better for life and life skills.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing is all about life skills. And presentation and confidence and being able to be conversational and be able to talk to people. And I've seen such growth from all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I'm a big fan. My daughter, of course, was in. She was Miss Yuma County.
Okay.
And then my granddaughter is 4, so she can't yet, or she would have already been.
Yeah, was she going to do princess?
I have no idea. But if my daughter has anything to do, of course, as soon as she's eligible by age, she will be engaged at some point.
Right. My niece was in princess pageants when she was little. She didn't then once she got older. You know, I mean, I guess that's what I remember the most about it. I remember, if you've never been through it, what I really remember most about it was the interview question. I was so nervous. Which question were they going to pull out of the bowl? And I had, as I'm sure these young women have, gotten sample questions from the past and figured out what the question might be. And
well, actually, we held a lot of training where they would completely dress as if they were at the pageant and do mock interviews and mock questions. And we did that as a regular training exercise. And I would bring different people in on the panel all the time. People had never done anything like that before. People that would definitely ask questions that weren't expected, because they weren't regular listeners or watchers of the pageant, and they all learned something, and it kept the ladies on their toes and let them answer questions and stuff to where they'd start owning it. They own it, and it drops all the nervousness as far as it's a new venue. It's not a new venue anymore.
Right.
Been there, done that.
Well, and that's such an amazing skill to have. I mean, I remember, I'm trying to think if I can't remember if I was 17 or 18. I must have been 17 at the time, because I hadn't left for college yet. So I was trying to think back to how old I must have been, and I was scared to death. And now, I mean, just a few years later, or a lot of years later, now, I mean, I get up, like, at the chamber events, and I don't think anything of it. I mean, I grab the microphone and talk, and people can ask me pretty much any question and would be totally fine. So it's great that they're getting that skill at a very young age, because that's a hard skill. A lot of people are afraid of public speaking, as we both know.
Well, public speaking is number one fear.
Which is funny. It took me a long time to get over it.
Number two is death by fire.
Number two is death. I think drowning.
Yeah,
totally off the topic. But, you know, like I mentioned that we would talk about, so Friday, you know, we had the amazing race, and it went amazingly, as funny as that sounds. But same thing, I got up that night, didn't even think about, you know, what I was going to say. I just take notes now if I think I'm going to forget to say something, or, you know, like I might bring up like a list of sponsors to make sure I don't forget one of the sponsors or something like that. But I don't write it out anymore. But I remember in high school, I used to write my speeches out word for word and then put it on the note cards. Because I had a speech teacher that we note cards, 1 minute per note card. If you had a 6 minute speech, you can only have 6 note cards.
It's a lot of note cards.
It is now, but in high school, I thought he was being, that was cruel and unusual punishment. Yeah.
So the amazing race is over.
It is over.
And who won?
Piana Nonwoven.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Okay. I promise you do. Piana Nonwoven's team was headed by Ross Poppenberger.
Okay.
So it was Ross Poppenberger and Shelley Barron, and then from the city, it was Phil Rodriguez and his wife, Tiffany. So you know the entire team.
Yeah, I do.
I was sure of it. And they smoked it. I mean, they just, nobody could touch them.
So it was an amazing race, like the amazing race we see on the television, which was a series of having to perform certain events to move on to the next stage.
Very similar.
Okay.
So basically they started out with, I can tell everybody what the challenges are now. They started out with, they had to build the balloon bouquets for the reception that night. So their very first challenge, they were given a helium tank and empty balloons and ribbon and a balloon weight. And there was a sample balloon bouquet, and they had to build the bouquet. And I have to tell you, it was a lot of fun watching some of these men try to figure out how to curl ribbon for the balloons. It was hilarious. I remember one team in particular kept shredding their ribbon instead of curling it. But they came out then ahead on the next one. They went to the airport, and they had to pull a water truck at the airport.
Not bad.
And then they had to go to Wafed Bank, and they had to count money, play money, movie money. It looked real. I thought it was real, and then it said for movie purposes only. And then they went to Yuma Insurance, where they played slot cars, and they had to go around the slot car track 3 times without falling off. And keep in mind, they put a jump in it, so it wasn't as easy as that sounds. They went to First Bank Yuma, where they counted more money. And they went to Lorraine Cummings and World Financial Group, where they had to take a finance quiz. And that is part of where we only had 2 teams, as I recall, to get perfect scores on that quiz. Like on the first try, it was Piana Nonwovens and MGM Design. So they did that. And then Howard over at the Freedom Library, he put them through their paces. They had to take a constitution quiz.
I don't trust Howard. So he's going to ask hard questions.
He did ask hard questions.
So, and all this was to help the chamber and to help attention to certain businesses and stuff.
It was help. To help the chamber, of course, but it mostly was to feature businesses. We had 11 businesses that had challenges, And it got people to see their locations that they might not have before. I mean, I know that we had a number of racers that hadn't been to the Freedom Library before, and now they're a little bit more familiar with what they do.
Afraid to go in with Howard.
No, no, no. Howard was nice to them. He gave away a lot of prizes, too.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, I like that. You need to take a break, young lady.
Oh, already? Okay. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
We've got some clouds, even a little bit of light rain to start the day. By the afternoon, we're dry, sunny, 102 today. Getting warmer tomorrow, 104, and by Friday, 106. Indeed believes less is more. That's why they have powerful tools to help you source, screen, and hire quality people faster. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. I'm meteorologist Carrie Smith from the Weather Channel.
El Dorado Broadcasters has immediate openings for control board operators and on-site promotions assistants. These are part-time entry-level positions in the radio broadcasting industry. No experience is necessary. We'll train you if you can work flexible hours, including nights, weekends, and holidays. Have a valid driver's license and excel at providing excellent customer service. Please send your resume to hireme@edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
You have a website for your business?
I just use Facebook. I don't have time to make a website. Keep it up. All that work.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
I used to think that, but I found freewebguys.com, and they built my website for free. They host it, maintain it, and even market it for me. Now I'm getting new leads from it every month.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
No catch. You get a free website from freewebguys.com. All you pay is hosting, marketing on Google, and you get guaranteed leads every month.
Where do I get this again?
Get a free website built for your business at freewebguys.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, and I am here with Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And very soon we will have Gabriella Hines with us, but until we get there, I'm going to go ahead and do the Chamber announcements. First of all, I do have to mention the rest of the challenge locations. A lot of them were really amazing. We had the Yuma Advanced Surgical Suites. We had the YRMC Surgical Suites. Desert Hills, they had to sink a putt. Which, you know, I was the only golfer when we tried it out. Not that I'm really a golfer, but with the staff, and I took three tries. And meanwhile, Cheryl and Anna sunk their putts on the first try.
Because they played the windmill courses.
That's probably true. And then they went to Mary Kay, Lynn Gouge, Mary Kay, and that was fun because they had to put makeup on each other blindfolded. And so we have some great blackmail photos. And then they went to visit Yuma before heading back. Starting line was at Holiday Inn. Finish line was Holiday Inn Express. Post-race reception was at the new Four Points by Sheraton, which is lovely, by the way.
We've got that new hotel that's coming off. Gosh, it's on 8th Avenue, just off 8th Avenue, down to 3E.
The La Quinta?
3E and 8th Avenue.
3E.
That's new Sheraton. It's got they're not...
Yeah, Sheraton. We have Four Points by Sheraton. That's where we were.
That's not open yet, though.
Everything's open.
The Boston's convention
Pizza's
area
open.
And all that stuff.
Yep, that's where we were.
Okay.
And it is beautiful. And Boston's pizza is so good. I highly recommend the Buffalo Chicken Pizza. I loved it. Of course, I've liked everything I've had there so far. But and our title sponsor was First Bank Yuma. And we had Acme Staffing was our pit stop sponsor. We purchased subs for everybody from Firehouse Subs in case they got hungry while they were out on the race, especially after pulling that water truck out at the airport. So, but we are 100% back to in-person, Ross, by the way. We've made it through the pandemic, I hope. All of our committee meetings are back to in-person. Good Morning Yuma is coming back on July 8th in-person. Everything is back in-person. The only thing that's changed is we are not selling tickets at the door for any event. You have to register through our website first. But otherwise, we're back open. It's kind of great. I'm seeing all these people that I've been seeing over Zoom, and it's a little bit weird because I feel like I know them because I've gotten to know what they look like and everything over Zoom, but now I'm actually seeing them in person, which...
Totally different.
It is totally different. Yeah. Although some people I've discovered I didn't recognize because the only times I'd ever seen them was with a mask, and then half their face was covered. And
of
now,
course.
And now there's no mask, and they're like, we've met. I'm like, we have?
Of course. And I think most everything's open. In fact, we were talking about it earlier, but even things like Fry's,
yep.
Where outside it'll say, you know, picture of the mask, that you must wear a mask, but their policy is,
yeah,
have the picture. And I even go up and ask. I'm always curious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see you don't have to wear a mask. It says, well, we don't ask if somebody doesn't want to.
Yep.
It's a personal choice. And even on their employees, most employees were wearing them, but many employees were not.
Yeah.
So they're all conflicted right now.
We've gotten word even like the Disney parks and Universal and stuff are no longer requiring masks in most locations if you're fully vaccinated. So.
What difference does vaccination make?
Not my decision.
Yeah. Well, Europe actually has a electronic card that shows that you're vaccinated or... Mm-hmm. That you've had the disease and you've got immunities. And they're both considered equal in Europe. And in this country, you got to get the vaccine or you don't get the card.
Right.
Which is unfortunate.
No, I have the card. So, in fact, my whole family does. Even my mm-hmm. son at this point has it.
Okay.
But we've never shown it to anybody. I mean, I have it in my purse in case anybody were to ask for it. But... almost everywhere is just saying, you know, no masks if you're fully vaccinated, but we're not asking if you're fully vaccinated. So, and we are doing the same thing. Well, in fact, at the chamber, we're just basically no masks unless the venue where we're holding our event requires it. So, like the Amazing Race, we told everybody to bring their masks because especially the surgical centers required masks.
Still.
But, yeah, still. But for the most part, we didn't.
You would think they would follow the science.
Well, I think for one, keep in mind, they had to get completely gowned and everything because especially like at Yuma Advanced Surgical Suites, they were actually going into one of the surgical suites. And so they had to have the hair and the gowns and the gloves and everything. So, you know, and they actually gave them masks. I ended up being double masked when we ran ours. It all worked out because I kept my mask on and then I threw on one of the surgical masks on top of it and... So it looks ridiculous, but...
You know, Gabby is here, and Gabby...
Yep. Hello. I swore this was at 9. I promise.
I wasn't even going to tell on you. You just told on yourself.
But
I was just going to pretend you were supposed to be here at 8:30.
I'm disappointed.
I'm so sorry.
I told you didn't have to dress up. Just run in here. But I knew for a fact you wouldn't. I knew. I knew you would change. I knew you.
Yeah, I did hear him tell you to wear bunny slippers, and she's got cute little sandals on.
Well, I was in a robe, and I don't think any of us want to see that.
That would not be very PC. That would not be ideal, but you look nice.
That's the nice thing about radio. They can't see you anyway. That's it's all good.
That's true. But I did. You called me, like, right when my alarm was going off.
Okay, good.
What do you mean? Where am I?
You look wide awake.
You do. Well, you're so cute anyway. And I watched Saturday night. I was telling Russ.
Did you live stream it?
I did live stream it. In fact, my husband thought it was funny because we were sitting at Daybreakers. And I went, the pageant's on. And I'm on. I'm like, it's $30. It's $30. I'm watching it.
They're like, so fun to watch. Like, you wouldn't think so, but there's something in it for everyone because there's so many different phases of competition. But I feel like it's almost always entertaining to 99% of the population.
Well, and especially women. I have to tell you, Ross, I was reliving my...
I think it's got a bigger woman audience, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite phase of the competition?
Oh, probably private interview. You don't actually get to watch that on...
No.
During competition. Yeah.
Really?
I always tell the girls that I love private interview because it's like our time to have coffee with the judges. You have realistically 15 minutes to mm-hmm. prove to them why they should pick you. And interview is 9.5 of those minutes. So I love it because you actually get to sit and share who you are with them.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is at such an accelerated pace that your interview has to set the tone for it.
Right.
So questions were easier on that interview, the sit down with coffee?
I loved this interview because it wasn't highly political. And usually in the old Miss America system, you were talking about the economy and you were talking about trade. And it was like stuff that wasn't super relevant to being a title holder, but was testing your ability to think under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
This interview, because they've started changing the program a little bit, was actually a lot more about us. And it wasn't until we got to our top 10 semifinalists on stage question that it was about current events. Which was good because you did get to see a side of the girl that could perform in a high-stakes situation, but you got to know who she was because of her prelims on stage question and her private interview. So I really feel like it was kind of like the best of both worlds with this new formatting, in my opinion. I don't know how the other girls felt, but I loved it.
You're allowed that.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop you.
All I can say is I was so excited when I got on Saturday night and I saw them go through the 11 finalists, and I was like, oh, Gabby's still in it. And
well, they called me at the perfect time, too.
Gabby was supposed to be it.
It was funny because my husband's like, we're sitting in a restaurant, keep in mind this.
Keep it down. Yeah, no, they called me at like the perfect time because I think I got called fifth, and so at Miss Arizona, odds come in on the left side of the stage, and evens come in on the right side. This is a silly thing, but my slit on my evening gown was on the right-hand side, and so I was like, please call me an odd number. Please call me an odd number. And I really didn't want to be one or two because they led all of the lines,
right.
And I didn't want to miss any of the cues. So when they called me fifth, I was like, oh, my goodness, thank you. This was the perfect time.
And that was the best side.
It worked out perfectly with my side split on my evening gown.
You look confident when you did it. What causes that?
Oh, so many things. There is definitely a strategy to prepping for Miss Arizona. And I would say one of the most important things you could do to prepare is actually really, truly believing that you are Miss Arizona. Like journaling it, writing it down, visualizing yourself being crowned, because if there's not a doubt in your mind that you can win, the judges won't doubt that either. If there's any bit of hesitancy in your demeanor, they know that, and a confused judge will never pick you. So I really had to sort out why I was qualified so I could break down any mental barriers that I was telling myself were a reason I couldn't take on the position.
You know, more than that, I mean, and that's great. I completely agree. But your abilities to immediately answer a question without, I was very proud. You did a great job of making it conversational when you answered. Like you didn't. You know, I don't think anybody at that level repeats the question back. But I know at state levels, a lot of people are trained.
Yeah.
To give you time to think, because you're not very smart, so you better repeat the question. but that wasn't it. I mean, it was very professional, very instantaneous, like a regular conversation that you were having, and it showed. It showed, a poise.
It's funny you say that, because I was just talking to someone who was a former Miss Arizona, and one of the things that she told me was, if you think you die when you're on stage question, because at that point, you should be so prepared that it just comes out as part of your muscle memory.
Right.
You should be that prepared that you're not having to sit there and scramble on the spot. Because when it's that high stakes and that many people are watching and you're getting scored, if you're still trying to figure out what you believe at that point, you're never going to find it.
Too late. And you had a great question, which you handled. It was a rough one, and you handled it beautifully. We need to go to break first, so we'll
talk about the prep for
on
stage.
There you go.
Okay. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Oh. El Dorado Broadcasters is now hiring a paid intern, 20 hours per week temp position, starting fall 2021. We're seeking someone interested in exploring a career in the operational side of broadcasting, focusing on news digital platforms. Should have strong computer, social media knowledge, and interest in gathering and producing news stories for on-air digital presentation. College student eligible for school credit is preferred. Please send your resume to hiremenow@edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Summer heat is on the way. Time to check or replace your air conditioning system. This is Russ Clark from my friends at Quick Refrigeration. Yes, new systems are still 30 to 40% more efficient than a unit 10 years old. So call Quick Refrigeration, your trusted technician, keeping you cool since 1955. Also, experts in plumbing and tankless water heaters. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Quick, quick, quick refrigeration. Quick, quick, quick refrigeration.
At Purcell Tire and Service, keeping you moving means more than just your tires. We also provide expert automotive service for a comprehensive auto care experience that cannot be beat. At Purcell Tire and Service Centers, service is more than just a word. It is in our name. It is who we are. Over 85 years of great service, we do it all at Purcell Tire and Service Centers. As the temperature outside rises, make sure you keep your vehicle cool inside. Check your AC at Purcell Tire with two Yuma locations, 4th Avenue downtown, or our Truck Tire Center on Gila Ridge Road. Online at PurcellTire.com.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, and Chamber Chatter is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And of course, we are here this morning with Russ Clark. I'm trying to catch him while he's taking a drink. So he's giving us a thumbs up instead. And we are here with Gabby Hines, who took second runner up in Miss Arizona Saturday night. It was so amazing.
Hello, hello.
Hello, good morning. So back to the question for the people who weren't watching, tell us all about it.
Yes. Okay, we were talking about on-stage question and prep for on-stage question, because that is probably the most intimidating part of competition, unless you are not a lover of talent, which is another phase. But on-stage question is very high pressure. It's very high stakes. You're in front of everyone. They ask you the question, and right then you have to give your answer. And once you make it in the top 10, it's a current events question. So there were girls that got asked, I mean, you watched, there were girls that got asked about marijuana, people that were asked about college loans. I was asked about COVID and a mandatory vaccine card. So one of the things that was super important for prepping to be able to answer that, because they really did feel very calm, and the girls that made it to the top 10 definitely were very poised. You have to also visualize that part of competition. And the way that I always reference it, I was a swimmer in high school. I never went into a race on cold muscles. You always go, you always do a warm-up, and you prepare your body to accelerate up to the high speed that you need to be at. It's the same thing with on-stage question. You have to run through questions in your mind behind stage, visualize yourself going up to the mic. How are you going to grab the mic? Remember to take a breath before you start talking. Because if you don't do that and you're just hanging out backstage laughing with the girls and then you get on, you are going to be in such a different space of mind that it's going to be really difficult to zone in and answer the question appropriately.
So you handled the COVID question that would be against a narrative of the cancel culture, and you realize that.
Yeah.
And the cancel culture, and you've heard from at least one cancel culture type person that was dissatisfied with your approach to an answer.
I did have someone who was not super.
And how would you explain your answer as far as the way you answered it? Was it?
I said that I did not think we should require a vaccine card because I have a friend who's part of a clinical trial and they're not sure how the vaccine could interact with the study that they're doing. They're not sure if it's safe for her because she has an illness that not a lot of information is known about. And I said, I don't think it's fair that we would compromise their safety for a vaccine that we also don't have enough research about right now.
And that would be unacceptable in some parts of our political climate. So, yeah, brave of you. But I think your muscle memory took you right to honesty and how you really feel.
I wouldn't change my answer if I could go back.
Right. And I think that's an important training for you, is that you answered who you are and not what you thought people expected.
Well, and it's funny because obviously I play second runner up. I think there is definitely something to be said, at least in the Miss America program, about not needing to give an answer that you think the judges want, but actually having integrity and standing in your conviction, even if it means that other people don't stand with you. And that was something I said in my interview, was that I think someone who is a leader is someone that can stand in conviction regardless of having someone else's support.
So if you ever have a daughter, would you have them be in the pageant?
Oh, definitely. I love the Miss America program. There was a mentor of mine who had like the best quote about it, and she said, everything besides the literal crown is transferable to real life. And it's so true. Like, I learned so much about interviewing, developing my interpersonal skills, putting together paperwork like a resume for jobs, that I would have never gotten, or at least would not have gotten at this age, if it wasn't for MAO.
Now, if you ever had a son, would you transgender him into a girl?
So no. I was actually...
See, that's going to offense Edward. You know, Edward's going to be mad about that.
I was really prepared for that question in the interview. And they did not ask it. Definitely not. I would not. That is not something that I am in agreement with.
God, all you religious types.
I'm sorry.
How much have you grown in the last couple of years?
Exponentially.
I'm talking about emotionally and confidence and in understanding of just daily life.
Well, you know, I think this last year, again, visualizing what it looks like to be crowned Miss Arizona, I understood for the first time what I was bringing to the table. And I had to realize that not every Miss Arizona is the same, and that's what's special about her, because she brings something completely unique and valuable to the program. And I brought something special and unique from every girl before me as well. So that was a game changer for me as well, that made me feel a lot more confident in my abilities and recognize that I did have a place.
Oh, I don't think there's a question. I mean, at least for me, there wasn't.
About confidence.
Exactly. Just watching you. Just watching you Saturday night.
But don't you feel you should have been taller?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that was a huge part of prepping for Miss Arizona, was that I constantly, Jacqueline was the girl that I worked with. She was a former Miss Arizona. She's great. But I constantly was like, man, I'm so much younger than the other girls. I'm 5 feet tall. I'm really small. I don't have my degree. And she just finally one day was like, Gabby, you have got to elevate your thinking. Because if you keep telling yourself that you're underqualified because you're young or because you don't have your degree yet, then you're right. You are underqualified. And that was the breakthrough moment that I finally told myself, I can do this, regardless of what I come from. And that was my story in interview, was you are able to build the life that you want regardless of your past because of the people that you surround yourself with and the tenacity that you are willing to press into as a title holder.
You know, I'm gonna say something that everyone else is gonna hate.
No, never.
But you went into this the last few weeks knowing that you had a weight problem that you had to correct before you got on stage.
Okay, that sounds terrible.
Well, that's what you told me, you had a weight problem.
No. I was trying to put on weight.
Exactly.
That's still a weight problem.
Okay.
That is still a weight problem.
You were too light. There was a fear that maybe they would turn the fans on the stage and you couldn't stay there.
Oh, my goodness. No. Okay, here's why. Okay, there's so many strategies to doing well at Miss Arizona. I decided that winning needed to be more than just taking the crown. So I set winning goals that I was 100% in control of, because the reality is you're not in control of making the judges pick you. You can strategize your way into top five, but after that, anything can happen. They could get some random feeling from one of the other girls in top five. You never know. So I decided to set winning goals that I could absolutely be in charge of. Some of them were encouraging three girls during the week, hitting my non-negotiables in interview that I knew I wanted to bring up and I was going to find a way to bring them up. One of the other things was putting on more weight. And the goal was to get up to 100 pounds, because I've always been very small. It's always been really hard.
Not, okay, so when I was, I remember my freshman year of college, and I'll keep in mind, I'm 5'6", okay? I was 108 pounds, and I could not get weight. I mean, so, no, it's equally bad weight. We don't hear about it. We don't talk about it, but it's an equally bad weight problem.
I just wanted to be healthier. That was the only reason why, because I knew that I was so underweight, because I wasn't taking care of myself, and that was something that, if I could put on more weight, that was a winning moment for me.
When I don't take care of myself means I eat too much.
Yeah.
You forget to eat.
Yeah, I was like filling up on coffee and called it a meal, and it was terrible because I sacrificed eating as much as I should for the sake of filling my time with things that I felt like were more important. And that sounds terrible, and I swear it was literally just because I was forgetting to eat. But I finally was like, I need to take care of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And that was why I started.
Well, if nothing else, that's a grueling week, and you have to have the energy to be able to do it.
Rehearsals are forever.
So
are there duties to be performed as second runner-up, or are you just second runner-up?
I mean, it's like I'm the Speaker of the House, if you're looking at it in the order of...
You're like Nancy Pelosi, stop
it. Oh,
no. Yes. I'm, if something happens, to Miss Arizona, and then the first runner-up.
But do you have appearances for state programs?
No.
Okay, but you will do appearances in Yuma.
Oh, yeah, of course. We're moving into the next local season right now, trying to recruit girls and help them prep.
So do you carry the title all year long, then?
Mm-hmm.
So all year long, you'll still be second runner-up.
I will.
And so that in case the phone rings and for some reason somebody decides to get married and they're gone, you become that much closer.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But I was going to say something.
That's okay.
Oh, I was going to say that the state board usually tries to open up some appearances for local title holders to come up to the Phoenix area and do things with Miss Arizona, but there's not like a set schedule of stuff that you have to be at.
Because actually the Miss Arizona all of a sudden has a calendar that is booked for the year, and that includes lots of travel and appearances.
You can request her if you want, and she will come down.
Well, then official it requested.
Get her in here.
We'll need to do that.
Great. You'd love her.
We just need to show her around Yuma, that's all.
Never mind. Okay. I'll keep my comments to myself.
Let's do it when it's cooler.
A little cooler.
Yeah,
that probably would be good. Although, where's she from?
She lives in Phoenix.
I was going to say, she's from Arizona. I mean, clearly
but
she's from Arizona.
She did say she wants to come down to Yuma. So, you never know.
We can make that happen.
Yeah.
I can put in. We'll figure out a good place to request. And I expect, anything I do this year, I'm going to be calling you, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I know about so far is the rod and gun club.
Oh, for speaking opportunities.
For speaking opportunities and stuff. And
anyone has it.
And I know I want to keep you busy because I don't think I want you to lose the edge that you've got right now and continue to build on that competency and comfortable and style that you've already developed. And then we see the rod and gun club.
He's going through his calendar. You see him on the phone over there?
I meant to tell you the date, what it was.
Just to hop on Facebook for a minute. It doesn't matter that we're on the radio.
September 3rd.
I'm used to it by now. He's
always researching.
How long are you Miss Yuma County? How long does that last?
Miss Yuma County until I give up my title in November. It's going to be the second week of November. How do you even spell that, Rodden? Rodman Gun Club.
Yeah.
All right. Second week of November.
Do we know? Do we already know what date? I mean, is it a Saturday?
Yes. My director knows.
That'll be the 13th. Is the second Saturday.
I think that sounds right. Might be the 12th, but should be.
But we haven't even started training new contestants.
Oh no. We want to get on that ASAP. I reached out to one girl that's interested in running, but, I mean, we are available. We are a resource. So if you know anyone that wants to compete, we'd love to work with them.
Are you going to be helping in that training?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Perfect.
Did you think I wasn't?
No, I was hoping you would because that experience is...
Everything I've learned is not valuable if I just keep it in.
And look, I can tell you, and you know, that in Scottsdale... There's a lot of Miss Arizonas that come out of Scottsdale because there is a machine of training that goes on. It's not that they have any magic going on in the local hospital birthing rooms. they've got education of people that will help groom and train early on for people to be able to hold those kinds of positions, which
is excellent. It's the board. It's not specifically the title.
Yeah.
The board that is in charge of that.
But whether you ever hold a title, ever, local or not, I mean, the training is so valuable and stuff that you're not going to get at a local high school.
Yeah. You will get out what you put into the program. I fully believe that.
Kimberly, you need to take a break.
Okay. With that, you're listening to the Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
You send your children to school to learn math, science, and other courses that help them succeed. But not everything can be learned from books. That's why in-person school is so important in a child's development. When attending school in person, children learn confidence. They learn how to lead, how to make friendships that'll last a lifetime, how to discover and grow. Those are some of the life lessons that only happen in person. To help your child get ready for in-person school, visit readyforschoolaz.org.
Hope lives here in California. But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. Chamber Chatter is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, and of course we're here with Russ Clark, who is still playing on his phone. I'm just gonna out you to everybody. And Gabby Hines, who I watched take second runner up on. I'm just so proud of you. You did so amazing Saturday night. You were so confident and so just, you know, you exuded confidence.
Oh, thank
you.
I mean,
it was really, even it came across the live feed even. I wasn't even in the room and I could tell. I mean, it was just like, I was so proud to say, that's our contestant. That's our contestant from Yuma County. And so we were kind of talking because, you know, my husband was playing 20 questions with me that night because he actually, to my knowledge, has never watched a pageant ever.
Oh.
I mean, I grew up watching, you know, Miss America on TV.
Isn't it so fun when you're little?
It is so fun when you're little and you're like, and you want to be them. I mean, you just want to be them. And I will warn you, though, I will have to tell you, when you're 50 years old, you turn around and watch them and you go, you want to be them again.
there is like a magic. I was talking to my brother. I was like, there's a Miss Arizona magic. And that's the girl that wins. She's got, I don't know what it is, but there's something about them. They walk in and you're like, whoa.
But there's a lot more to it than that. I mean, of course, what we saw. But tell me what all, because he was like, why would you put yourself through that? Because it is a ton of work. I mean, he even recognized that. It's a ton of work. Tell me why you put yourself through it.
Me and my director are like, it's so funny because we always talk about how much fun it is and it's the experience of a lifetime. And we're like, why do we say that? We have to sit there and answer current events questions in front of a bunch of people in 20 seconds. That's not fun at all. Like, so high pressure. No, it really is great, though. But the really amazing opportunities that you get aside from the networking in the program are scholarships that are incredible. Just for placing top five at Miss Arizona, I got a full ride to Western New Mexico University. As a local title holder, I got 2 semesters paid for at AWC and then a $1,700 cash scholarship. I got an $800 cash scholarship for being second runner up at Miss Arizona. But in the time that I've competed, just locally, it covered my entire associate's degree and would have paid for me to finish an entire program at AWC as well.
And so you do, I mean, so there's money.
Oh, yeah.
Involved.
And we have sponsorships, too.
Okay.
We have, I mean, you, like, you think of it, and we have a sponsor for it. We have 4th Ave is our gym sponsor. Pacesetter is our title sponsor. Cali Love does clothes. Like, there's something for everything. So if you are worried about costs, there are plenty of subsidies. Yeah.
And you'll show them how to buy a dress on the cheap.
Oh, yeah. I am not a fan of paying money for clothing. So I went on Poshmark and got every single competition piece from there besides my evening gown.
I was going to say, even your evening gown was amazing. Although I will tell you, I spent the whole night nervous that somebody was going to step on it and you were going to trip.
I don't know if anyone caught this, but I tripped so hard walking on for top 5.
Nope, didn't see it.
They were about to call top 5. We were still in top 10, and I was walking on, and I almost face planted right in the middle of the stage.
Not a good look.
No.
It was pretty rough, but we recovered semi-gracefully.
It's okay. Have you seen Miss Congeniality? I was just having Miss Congeniality moments.
Yes, it was one of those.
Oh, no.
For sure.
Because I think at one point somebody did step on your dress, but you were not far enough away.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, that you actually were not far enough away as you were moving to notice, but she did because she stumbled slightly.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I mean, there were plenty of times backstage that it got stepped on, but I think my train was probably longer than anyone else's.
But it was beautiful.
Thank you.
I want to know about the future now.
Oh, everyone.
And I don't know how much time, if you had plans to really map that out, but where do we go from here? And now that this is accomplished, I mean, another run, college, marriage, career, politics. Where are we headed?
Really is a million-dollar question. Well, I'm definitely not in a relationship, so marriage is not
on track. Imagine there's
tons
of phone calls coming in from the suitors all over.
That doesn't mean that they're all good options. There we go. I am undecided about whether or not I will run again. Everyone is like, please run, Gabby. You can do it. You can so win. So, I mean, it is viable. I'm not ruling it out 100%.
Because you're still a baby.
Yeah, I'm only 21. I have, like, 4 years left of eligibility, which means more scholarships.
Career-wise, I know it's probably changed a few times.
Yes, I am majoring in finance.
Such a tightwad.
I'm looking to be a financial planner. And teach everyone else how to shop on Poshmark to save money.
There we go.
Just kidding. I want to teach them how to put together their portfolio. So then they can go to Poshmark.
You're a 21-year-old homeowner that has money in the bank and works always.
Way to expose me, Russ.
I did.
Yeah.
But I think those are fabulous self-control issues.
I always tell people to learn how to save your money before you learn how to spend it. Mm-hmm. And that was honestly my saving grace in high school, being a saver, putting my money away, because I always worked. The second that I was able to get a job, I did. And instead of, you know, doing things like buying new clothes for school or buying the nicest car, I put it away so I'd have it for college, or I'd have it if I wanted to get a house later on.
Right. And you would like to now be a financial planner for others? Is that the finance thing? You would like to be able to counsel and put people on. Could you start with my daughter?
She actually told me that she wants to do some budgeting together. So the answer is yes.
Well, good. I would appreciate that. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady, but she doesn't have a discipline that you do with her.
It's all learned. Anyone can learn it.
So you're talking financial stuff, and you want to finish a college degree.
Yes. The plan, now that I have the opportunity, is to get a master's. Because why would I not use it when I could get it paid? Right.
I understand that there is a young suitor that is interested in talking to you. Edison Gerty.
Oh, my gosh. I am not going to be with the 9-year-old.
He'll grow up. He'll be fine.
As long as we sign the prenup. That's all the Edward
the
is
prenup.
Yeah, we don't want him to take your money. That's
The house is mine, Edison. You can have the playhouse in the backyard.
So you feel comfortable and confident about your direction in the future, or you
feel
you're not afraid leaving the paradise you're in now, as far as you know, you've got title and recognition, and you're asked to perform a lot of functions. If you let that go and you step away, you know, that's a big change in life.
I am certainly taking an inventory of what will have a greater return on investment. I could not tell you what that is right now.
Okay.
But nothing is off the table. I could go to Phoenix. I could stay in Yuma. I could take another title. I could just focus on school. I'm not sure yet. I think I just need some time to decompress after prepping for the last 18 months because that was so time consuming and so demanding that I would just like to enjoy a little bit of summer and then come up with a game plan.
All the wonderful sponsors, I know you've already gone out and talked to a few of them.
Yes, I have. Hyundai of Yuma was one of them. Is that who you're going to bring up?
Well, and that's fine. I mean, there's more than Hyundai of Yuma, but I text the owner of Hyundai Yuma at 11:30 at night about you winning second in a row.
Oh,
and he texted me back immediately.
What did he say?
He's just amazing, you know, with the whole thing. He just was excited about.
So for those listening,
that's a nice thing about a sponsor that really cares about the program, what goes on, and the educational value, and what can I do to help you?
They sponsored, for those that are listening and don't know, they sponsored our car for the 10 days that we were up at Miss Arizona. We got a rental, and they covered every bit of it. So it was a huge sponsorship. We are super, super grateful.
He was texting everybody, so I was just, because I was just looking to see, because I know you had texted me at some point. At, 11:59 p.m., you can see that Russ texted me to let me know, too.
Oh.
Now, of course, I already knew, but he was making sure that everybody knew.
Oh.
Well, I assume they're either sleeping and we'll get it in the morning, or they needed to wake up.
Did you find out from Casey?
I don't know. It was probably on Facebook or something. It was on social media, but I was curious. I think I'd fallen asleep. I woke up, and I said, okay, where does she stand? And then I just started telling people at 11 o'clock at night.
Well, mine was midnight. It was you were up late
that
night.
Which took me a while for a lot of people to wake up.
I'm like, it was late. And I almost texted you back. I was like, yeah, I watched. Hello.
I knew before you.
I didn't watch. I mean, I didn't watch the whole program. I was doing other things, but I got all the sound bites. In fact, you were showing me some of the sound bites. I'd seen every one of them already because social media works very fast.
Yes, it does.
And I saw that. But your performance was excellent. Your poise and everything is excellent. But it's going to grow even more.
That's the hope.
No, it will. It's funny what you're so young. you're so confident. You're leaps ahead of where I was at 21. But I'm sure you'll keep growing.
Well, it's definitely a discipline. I would not say that doing this and competing at that caliber is for the faint of heart.
And people don't know it.
Yeah.
It's
they think it's all pretty dresses. It's just not. It's so much more, and it takes so much time, and it really does come down to being consistent.
It's all worth it. And right now I know there's a availability of people that want to, you know, any ladies that want to try it for this November, you know, let's know now and we'll start training or whatever. But what's the ages?
14 is 13 to 17 and a half, and then Miss is the other half from 17 and a half up to, I think it's 25.
Okay.
And there's a private interview, which is 9.5 minutes. There's a talent portion, on-stage questions, evening gown. If you don't have a talent, we can find something.
But
don't worry.
They have a talent. They just have to find it.
Yeah.
And it could be a ventriloquist. You could do that.
There was a girl in top five that read Dr. Seuss, and that was her talent.
And now that's racist.
I don't know.
Edward was apparently watching it live. He was watching 2 a.m.
Oh.
His time, you know, 3 hours now there. And by the way, Edison is not 9. He's 7, very mature 7.
Oh, I thought he was 9.
No. Well, he carries that age well. He looks so much older.
Well, so you've got a couple more years to wait.
Two more.
We're out of time, young lady. You got to say goodbye.
But thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
You're amazing young woman. Thank you again. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.